Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And good morning. I'm Ryan Recker, in for Mark Cox this week, alongside Dan Buck. Good morning to you, Dan.
I am good. I'm hoping Mark's enjoying his vacation time, too. Well deserved.
I know.
The guy works hard, man.
Yeah, no kidding. He does. He goes to so many different events, too. You think it's just, oh, I show up for the radio show. Oh, you know, I go home, and that's the end of the day. No. That's not how it works.
He's out in the community all the time, yep.
Yep. So I have an update to the pumpkin spice hand soap I want to talk about later this hour.
So let's set this up for everybody. So you went downstairs, yesterday to get a cup of coffee after your 5-hour radio show, or 4 hours on Coast to Coast, another 4 hours on this show. And there's a new soap that you said at the kitchen sink that smelled horrific, right?
Yep. Pumpkin spice. It was pumpkin spice. Okay. And it was hand soap, and it was, so you use it, and first I use it, I'm like, okay, whatever, but it, like, for example, in the morning, if I'm eating a bagel before the show, you put your hands up close to your nose, and you smell it, and it just, the smell of it gets in there and ruins the flavor for anything you're eating. It was terrible.
Or drinking, whatever.
Oh, yeah. So I thought, this is a good idea. As soon as my wife wakes up, I'm going to start that argument. And it escalated yesterday after I said, we're not doing this pumpkin spice stuff. It's gross. So she pulled a lot of tactics on me. It's a full-blown war we're in right now. So I want to give you an update later this hour if we could.
Okay. We'll have the pumpkin spice war going on at the Wrecker House.
It's not looking good for me.
I told you that yesterday. It is a no-win proposition. Let the pumpkin spice go and just put an alternative out for yourself.
Well, I came up with an alternative.
You did?
I came up with a real manly alternative.
Okay.
And it backfired so bad.
No.
Did it backfire? All right, but we'll do that later. You see, Jimmy Kimmel's going to return tonight, but not on Sinclair stations.
You and I were in different wavelengths. I thought there was no way ABC would bring him back. I mean, he's badmouthed ABC how many times, right? And ABC, you thought, maybe had learned the lesson. And not to mention, you know what, though? I thought, well, they're going to ride this wave of national attention and think they're going to get some good ratings for a while with him. You know what I mean? Because there will be a lot of people retuning in for the relaunch or whatever, and his apology, and they'll get a whole nother news cycle out of this. But his show still sucks, so it won't.
I guarantee he doesn't apologize.
He won't apologize.
No, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so either. I think that's the reason why. Like, Sinclair's still not going to air him because he's not going to apologize, and that means ABC 30 in St. Louis. Some other big markets like Washington, D.C. and Seattle and Columbus, and I'm trying to remember some of the bigger ones, but there's a lot of large markets that are just not going to air his show until it's made good, and it doesn't look like Jimmy Kimmel has any interest in making this good. He just wants to let that thing fester, the poorly timed comments he made.
Wouldn't this be a great time for somebody to do a syndicated show that Nexstar and Sinclair and other stations that don't want Kimmel could pick up? Like, you know what I mean? Like somebody who's entertaining and actually funny to come out with a little podcast-like hosted show?
They've tried that. What was the one show they did on Dish, and they still might do it? It's like a morning show. It's like an urban morning show, and they try to syndicate it to look like a TV show. And I don't think it does any well on the ratings. And it was on and off TV for a little while. Oh, I forgot what the show was called. But it wasn't The Breakfast Club. It was something else. But I would say that if they're going to do anything, you would have to be low rent, meaning they don't got money, man. No one's got this. Let's go lose $30 million a year on a show type of money anymore.
Why couldn't Gutfeld make his available? Well, of course, it's not ABC stations. That's the problem. But I'm saying, why doesn't he make that available to Fox stations, right? Fox affiliate stations. Why couldn't Fox News provide that to them? I mean, I think Gutfeld on broadcast, his numbers would crush everybody, because everybody currently has to have cable in order to pick it up. And so many people in the Midwest still, believe it or not, are still on broadcast TV. And they're kind of, you know, they've got three stations to choose from, and all of them are, you know, liberal late night shows.
Yep. So, I mean, that's
our
show is
available.
Huh?
Our show's available.
Our show's available.
If you guys are willing.
There we go. Make it TV.
What time is it? Is it 11 p.m.? What time does Kimmel start? I can't remember.
Yeah, like 10:30, 11.
Yeah, it comes on after the news.
Yeah, it's
right?
After the news.
Yep.
I'm in bed. It doesn't matter if I'm in or not.
I don't really think that's an option. I'm definitely in bed.
Let's do a quick Vegas odds over under on the amount of Jimmy Kimmel shows you've watched in the past 22 years since he's been on the air. And I'm going to set the over under at 1.5. Where are you at?
Full shows?
You mean a full show?
I would say more than half.
Zero.
I'm under zero. I'm also. So I think we're all in the same spot here. We're pretty much, we are the general demographic for Jimmy Kimmel. We have not watched more than half a show in the 22 years. Odds are most people have never seen more than a quarter show or more than maybe 10 minutes curated online.
I just watched the meme tweets. That's it. When he did that meme tweet segment.
Oh, you know what? There's a couple of those segments that were on YouTube. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing I've ever watched.
10 years ago now?
I've only seen him on clips shared somewhere else. I've never actually watched the broadcast show.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen it.
And mainly because an ABC,
that's 10 years.
Well, like in St. Louis, our ABC affiliate doesn't really even have a newscast, do they? Do they?
You know, that's a good point, because that's what they said they're going to fill it with is news.
Who is it? Because CBS is Channel 4, NBC is Channel 5, Fox is Channel 2.
Yeah.
Who's the ABC affiliate? Why am I drawing a blank?
Well, ABC 30, but
30, and they don't have a late night
maybe not
news sport. Yeah, they have no news department, do they?
Okay,
don't think they do.
You would know better than I do, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think they do. They used to years ago, but KDNL, right? Yeah, I don't think they have they don't even have a newscast. That's why they have no lead-in power, right? So if you don't have a lead-in, I'm sure the ratings here are horrific.
Doesn't matter. You could have Johnny Carson back from the dead doing it, and no one would continue on to watch Jimmy Kimmel. It doesn't matter your lead-in for Jimmy Kimmel. Yep. No one's going to carry over to watch him anyway. You want to do the shortlist?
Let's do it.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Charlie's killer lives with a guy who's transgender. The Annunciation shooter was transgender. The Covenant shooter was transgender. Should the FBI be investigating transgender extremists?
You know, we're looking at that, and it seems like, you know, is that just a, what's the reason for it?
We're looking into that. Probably a good idea, I would think.
Every day we have to call 911.
The manager of this Dunkin' Donuts asking we not show his face, citing safety concerns.
20, 25 kids you will see there every day. Insulting people, spitting on the people, breaking the glasses.
What?
So that's in Baltimore, and people on the street are tired of violence, particularly youth violence in the city. They're looking at the option of a National Guard as a godsend, honestly, a lot of these different places.
Did he say spitting on their customers?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Oh my gosh.
This is Baltimore, yeah.
Man.
Hey, I just canceled my Disney Plus and Hulu subscriptions, and they asked me why I hit other, and I wrote, because I believe in the First Amendment, reinstate Jimmy Kimmel.
Now that's Cynthia Nixon. Didn't she run for office too? And she just
unbelievable.
No one wanted to listen to her then. She didn't have anyone follow her into her political beliefs. Now the Sex and the City actress is asking you to boycott Disney. Whatever, man.
The reality is that you were the vice president. You were swearing up and down that you were in the room for all the major decisions. And then come to find out, you're acknowledging that that was not the case. Now that you're trying to sell a book and we're hearing a totally different tune, all I'm trying to say to you is that folks are going to remember that. And you weren't that strong of a candidate before, respectfully.
Stephen A., my man, Stephen A.
Dude, what's the name of that
say
guy?
Say anything as long as you say respectfully.
Respectfully. Just end it with respectfully.
Right. You're right. Terrible, respectfully.
Man, I mean, he's really, he's been pretty brutal on liberals lately. Is he turning a code here? Or?
I heard he's running for something, that's why.
Oh, he's trying to get back to the center? Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
I think he would be someone that a lot of people would support. He has the stances that are just common man stances. I'm tired of this. And that's typically a conservative type of view. Do you hear Stephen A? He's on with Sean Hannity once in a while, and they're really good together. So I didn't hear he was running for something. What kind of office would he run for?
Don't say president.
I thought, who were we talking to? Somebody came in here and said they thought he was running for president.
No.
Maybe it's Congress. Work. I don't know. I swear somebody came in here and told us that he was running for some office.
Or maybe it was just because they heard what we heard was him coming back more to the middle and talking a little more common sense. Because he was really crazy left here about a year and a half, 2 years ago, where, you know, every week he was making headlines for going after Trump, going after different people. But, man, he really has been pretty brutal on liberals as of late.
Yep,
and very supportive of Charlie Kirk, you know, and the hatred being toward, you know, being directed towards Charlie and towards, you know, conservatives during that. He was out there going, how dare you, you know. So who knows? He must be trying to do something, maybe just to improve his own podcast ratings, to come back more to the middle and pull another audience.
Yeah. Let's say he was more closely aligned with like a Fetterman. That, I mean, maybe it's more of a way to look at it that way. He might not be full blown conservative, but a lot of things he says the conservatives could get on board with. Okay. Let's talk about the big announcement about Tylenol and autism after the break. We'll play some clips from that. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On FM Talk. And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker. And Dan Buck, I got to say, yesterday, the press conference that came out, it seems like most people already knew that it's probably not a great idea to take a lot of Tylenol, particularly when you're pregnant. And it almost seems like good general advice that if you don't have to take it in general, it's probably better not to take it at all. Did you hear the press conference, some of the things that came from it?
Yeah, I did. I was also very curious about the drug that apparently helps with autism symptoms. They said that they are going to do more research on, but are already recommending it. Were you aware of what that was? I don't have it in front of me, but...
No, but I feel like, it, in a way, they may have learned their mistake over the, I would say, President Trump in the past. You had Joe Biden, probably Barack Obama too. You had the last several presidents all say, we are going to find a cure for cancer in my presidency, and it never happened. So they realized maybe that's not a good promise to make, that we're going to find a cure for anything at this point, because it's a very difficult ask. But what they find, and particularly Tylenol, is that if you take it during pregnancy, meaning take too much of it, take more than what the minimum you can take, they're saying that it increases the risk of autism by 3 times, something along those lines. So now they also mentioned, and they try to make this as general as possible, which is, you know, that of all the medication, Tylenol is the safest. So if the alternative is nothing or Tylenol, in a lot of ways, as a mom, you're going to have to take Tylenol. But what they're basically saying is, we're going to change the label on it. So you have to take basically the recommended minimum to negate that risk as much as possible. Let's see. JFK or RFK Jr., excuse me, talked about some of the guidelines. This is clip number 10. I think
today,
it's 10.
The FDA will issue a physician's notice about the risk of acetaminophen during pregnancy and begin the process to initiate a safety label change. HHS will launch a nationwide public service campaign to inform families and protect public health. FDA also recognized that acetaminophen is often the only tool for fevers and pain in pregnancy, as other alternatives have well-documented adverse effects. HHS wants, therefore, to encourage clinicians to exercise their best judgment in the use of acetaminophen for fevers and pain in pregnancy by prescribing the lowest effective dose for the shortest necessary duration and only when treatment is required.
Yeah, and they're saying there is direct evidence that it not only increases the chances, but the more the mother takes and the more frequency that is, the higher that rate goes. So they obviously have linked it to the potential of autism, ADHD, and intellectual disabilities. But they're saying that it goes even higher if the mother is taking it on a daily basis, or, you know, every time she has a headache or body aches. And I, you know, we all know, if you've been married to a woman who's had children, the body aches are a daily issue. A lot of people were having it, and for decades, it's always been, you know, just take Tylenol, take two of these, you know. And if you're taking 2, 4, 6 a day, they're finding the link increases the more that mothers are taking. The drug, by the way, that I was talking about that helps with symptoms of autism and potentially to help improve those symptoms, they did a double-blind placebo-controlled trial on lacovorin. I guess it's a drug that a lot of people take to prevent some of the side effects of chemotherapy. And they're saying that it is showing very, very favorable. It's basically folic acid. I mean, it's a fancy name. Lacovorin is how they what they're calling it, but it's basically a derivative of folic acid. And they're saying that it has shown the potential to improve many of the symptoms of autism and ADHD. So we'll see.
You notice President Trump did something yesterday during the press conference that is very similar to my tactics when it comes to starting war with my wife. He used the terms, maybe the women need to toughen it out.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. So let me see if we could play this clip. And I thought, oh boy, you can't tell a pregnant woman that. This is something I would say. Let's say clip 12. I think this is in this one.
Acetaminophen, Is that okay?
Yes.
Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. That's, for instance, in cases of extremely high fever that you feel you can't tough it out, you can't do it. I guess there's that. It's a small number of cases, I think. But if you can't tough it out, if you can't do it, that's what you're going to have to do. You'll take a Tylenol, but it'll be very sparingly.
Can't tough it out.
Yeah, I don't
say that to a pregnant woman.
He's got to stop ad-libbing. He just has to stop ad-libbing. I promise you they did not have that in the talking points.
Yeah,
just tell women to toughen it out. What was good advice from Kennedy, which you heard him say, was, you know, if headaches or body aches are so severe that they ask doctors to either find alternative options mm-hmm. for that those body aches or to greatly minimize the volume and the amount and the frequency as they can. If you're just aware of it, I think you're going to minimize that. By the way, Kenvue, which is the mm-hmm. manufacturer of Tylenol, they, of course, are denying it. They didn't bring forth any big research studies or any factual evidence that has proven that they've looked into this. But their stock has plummeted yesterday. Bad.
Ooh,
down about 10%. Yeah.
But don't give a f-.
It's the segment of the day where we give a voice in social media the platform and the floor here on this show, because most people in mainstream media want to ignore these voices. They want to not hear from the common people and the folks out there talking pure common sense. So we're going to give a platform to folks in social media. And this lady, I started following her about 6 months ago and watched her numbers grow from about 20,000 followers. Today, she's up over 100,000. And she's on both Instagram. I watch her on X, but she just goes by Puddin' because she is from Tennessee. She's got a great charm about her. She's extremely funny, comedic-like funny. But she's just a housewife. She's a mom. She was born in Eastern Tennessee, loves her country, loves Donald Trump, and she just talks common sense to the liberals. However, since Charlie Kirk's passing, her sarcasm has dwindled a bit, and she's going all in with her faith. And she is a very faithful woman, but yesterday she could not hold herself back. She brought back some of her sarcasm and some of her wit. When people actually attacked, I don't know if you saw this on social media, people attacked Erica Kirk, calling her weak. And yes, calling her weak because she forgave the gunman. And they say, well, it just shows how weak of a woman she is, that she already,
you know.
Who
would say that?
Well, apparently a lot of people, because it set old Puddin off. And you're going to hear Puddin this morning. She is today's Truth Bomb Tuesday hero here on the Buck Don't Give a Beep. And you're going to love her. Listen to Puddin, and you're going to find her on X. Here we go.
You know what? At this point, I ain't even going to get mad at y'all anymore. I'm just going to sit over here and flat out pity y'all. Because, I mean, how low of a person do you have to be to sit here and twist the story of a grieving widow to mock a woman who just buried her husband? Oh, my Lord. And that's not just low, okay? That's like bottom of the daggum barrel. Bless your little bitter hearts. Here's the cold hard truth about it. Somewhere along the way, someone did you wrong in your life. Everybody's got a story. And instead of trying to work through it, talking to somebody about it, handing it over to God, you just sit in it and wallow in it like a pig in mud. Just rolling around in your own hate and misery. So now when you see Erica, broken and grieving, mind you, but still standing tall, still showing love, mercy, and forgiveness, it makes your skin crawl. Why, may you ask? cannot stand some holy water, baby. Y'all out here hissing like a feral cat, squirming around like you're a worm in hot ashes, just constantly online, lashing out, trying to drag her down. But in all reality, all you're doing is showing the world of how miserable you are.
Amen.
And that right there, that's freaking pitiful. That's sad. And I mean this when I say this, I'm going to be praying for y'all. Because God forbid, the one life he gave you, you're going to sit here and waste it sitting in bitterness. I mean, meanwhile, Erica's over here living proof that forgiveness is power. Mercy is freedom. And love will always, always terrify the darkness.
Amen, man. Wow. If you want more from her, and she's out there probably 4 or 5 times a week with a new post. Very timely. She's always on to the current events. Her wit and her humor, you're going to love. But she has that Southern charm about her and just calls a spade a spade. She would just lays it out there every day, and I loved that one there where she actually went in defense of Erica Kirk. Not that Erica needs any help. She's doing fine on her own, but I think she's just calling out how starkly different the left is from the right. And truly, she's praying for them, right? Because they're dark, they're evil, they're just saying things that are so counterculture to what good Christians believe in. And I just love her. She's one of my favorites. Every time I see a new post, I'm always tuned into her. Puddin, P-U-D-D-I-N is how you'll find her. I think the full handle is, let me get her full handle. It's Puddin 88124. So Puddin, P-U-D-D-I-N, and then 88124. That's on X. That's where I follow her. So she's also on Instagram.
I don't know where you find some of this, but that's fantastic.
Well, I just like the fact that these people are never going to be given a mainstream platform, and we give them to you if you're not on any of those platforms or not connected to them, because there's millions of people out there sharing information. I just find people that I think are speaking the truth and bringing it on Truth Bomb Tuesday.
Do you ever mute or block people on social media when you see terrible takes? I've been blocking people. I've been muting people. I've been unfollowing people mostly because I've seen some pretty terrible things the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and events like this that make me do it.
I'm pretty selective of like who I'll follow. So I haven't had to unfollow too many folks. And I'll watch Instagram. I don't do any interaction on Instagram. I don't comment. I just view. And really X is the platform I go to primarily to get most of my content. So, and there you can control kind of who's hitting your timeline a little more. I don't get too much random stuff. So, but you know, the crazies are out there. It didn't take much to, you know, you just search Trump or you search Tylenol and you'll get both sides of the war on X, and you'll get a lot of good feedback. But the people I follow who show up on a regular basis, I've only got about, you know, maybe 200 that I actually actively follow. So,
you know, there's been some comments lately, and I like seeing when Scott Jennings is trending on Twitter. I tell you what, at first I thought he's too good to be true. He's on CNN and he's saying these things, but for whatever reason, they keep him around. You like Scott Jennings?
I do. Absolutely. I think, you know, he talking about going into the lion's den like Charlie did. You know, this guy is always surrounded by 4 or 5 liberals, and he more than holds his own. In fact, most days he just flat out embarrasses those people.
Well, he's been on this mission too, embarrassing people that say some pretty terrible things about Charlie Kirk. Last week or so, he has been on fire when it comes to trying to call out these terrible, terrible takes. Crockett being one of them. He had a great takedown of Crockett just a couple of days ago, Representative Crockett. But I've seen some other internet personalities and things that they don't really have the same type of status that a Scott Jennings does. So you might see it, but it's only going to be in your bubble. I think Scott gets through to multiple bubbles, like since he's on CNN. That's what makes it so powerful, because he says these things on CNN, and you might be the only person on a left-leaning network to say these sort of things. I can't think of anyone on MSNBC that's equivalent to a Scott Jennings that might speak this type of content to them. So I think he's the only one that actually can get through to the left-leaning audience.
And you got to give CNN credit for keeping him on there. At least they do, you know, have one in five voices on most of their talk shows in Scott that is being giving the other side, you know, and having a counter voice. It's kind of like the Five. What's that one gal on the Five? It's like nails on a chalkboard every time she starts to talk to me. It's so hard. Tarlov. Jessica Tarlov. Yeah, she's a piece of work.
Remember Bob Beckel? He was on there for a long time. Do you remember him?
I don't.
No. This would have been going back, 10 years ago maybe at this point. Beckel was the guy who wore the suspenders, a big dude, and he always would get in fights with like Greg Gutfeld and stuff. But it was kind of like harmless in a way. He was kind of like a grouchy old liberal, and it was acceptable in that sense. He got fired for some stupid comment, I can't remember, and then I think they tried to revive him on MSNBC, and he ended up passing away like a year later. It was
not long-lived. Tarlov and Gutfeld truly hate each other as much as it looks like they hate each other on the show, or is it just, you know, part of the shtick that they're going to be at each other almost every show? But Gutfeld has just had, he's done with her. I mean, at least that's the appearance. He went off on her, was it a week ago? And since then, he just, she hasn't actually been on. She's been on one time since Gutfeld completely annihilated her on the show. She's only been back once. So I don't know if that's the producers not bringing her on or whether they might have given her a break to say, hey, why don't you not come back for a few days?
I'm trying to figure this out, too, because I thought she might have been taken out of the rotation. But the fact that you're saying she was back, at least maybe sparingly, then maybe they're telling her, hey, we're giving you the Kimmel treatment, probation.
Right. Well, in Virginia, on one of our Facebook followers, she says she loves Harold Ford. I do, too. I think Harold Ford is a very even-minded, fair-speaking liberal. I mean, yes, he's left, but his dialogue and the way in which he presents the left side is way more cordial and common-sense thinking than most liberals can do. He breaks it down, and this is why we think that way. And I think he's fair. I just think he's a kind soul and a kind heart, and he presents the left's positions on the Five very well, without it getting nasty or defensive, you know? So, anyway, thanks, Virginia, for chiming in. I agree with you wholeheartedly that Harold Ford Jr. does a great job.
Well, I think I'm going to lose this war. It's not looking good for me when it comes to the pumpkin spice hand soap. I want to tell you where this thing escalated to coming up after the break.
I went out looking for some leather smelling soap for you, and I haven't found it yet.
I think I use probably the most manly thing I can find in my house, and it made things worse. Like, I really brought it up a notch. I thought this would
Don't spoil it.
It was not the end all.
The soap saga continues on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox with Dan Buck. Ethan, our producer. Boys, I messed up.
What did you do now? You just got to learn, dude. You let the women win, especially the little fights. Let them win.
I know.
Let them win. Don't even say anything.
I know, but I hate the smell of pumpkin spice so much.
So reset the table. If you weren't joining in us yesterday, he shows up at the kitchen sink, and there is not a little bottle either. It's like a 3-year supply.
Industrial size.
Supply. That is a pumpkin spice hand soap. You try it. Now hand soap is getting into everything you eat, everything you drink. You can smell it every time your hand goes to your face.
Spice.
And you decided to escalate this battle. Not just complain about it, but now you've escalated it. What did you do?
Yep. As soon as she woke up yesterday, I addressed it immediately. Not even a good morning, honey, I love you. It was a what's up with this pumpkin spice soap right off the bat. I think I took the wrong attitude to it.
Bad.
But she defended it. She's like, it was a good price and I like it and it's the season for it. So you're going to like it too. Stop complaining. So I brought my grievances to you. And you guys,
we advised you to let it go.
You said you got to find a manly scent.
Oh, yeah. We said you could go with the alternative soap next to it.
Why would you listen to us?
Yeah. Why would I? I'm starting to figure this out. So after the show, I thought, okay, what's the manly scent I have? And then I remembered I have some Fast Orange in the garage. Which is, if you don't know this, do you know Fast Orange?
It's like goop, isn't it?
Yeah, is it like that goop stuff?
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, you put it on your hand like you're working with greasy stuff, like you're working on the car or something, and it has the sand built into it. So when you rub it,
it's kind of like lava soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but it smells really good. It's orange, you know? So I thought, I'm going to bring in the Fast Orange and put it on the sink, and that's what I'll use for my soap, Fast Orange. That's the manly thing to do. Oh, was that a mistake? She did not like that at all. So I end up taking my nap yesterday after the show. Now, keep in mind, I stayed up all night doing Coast to Coast AM. Did yesterday the entire morning show. By about 10 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I got to take care of this soap thing, and I got to get to bed because I just want to take care of this thing. One last thing on the check off the list. Bring it out, take a nap, and I wake up, and I'm like, what is that smell? And I smell my hands like, no, what is that? She made pumpkin spice muffins, and the whole house smelled like
them. Oh,
the
she
whole
didn't.
House. She bombed the house with the smell.
Oh, it's going to show up everywhere. You're going to have pumpkin spice incense in your car. You know, the little thing that hangs from your
mirror.
Yeah, air freshener. Mm-hmm. That's going to be this is going to be a war, dude. You are going to have
so
pumpkin spice for the next like 3 months, all the way through Thanksgiving.
I don't know what to do. Like, what do I do? How do I
give up?
How do I
stop?
Win this?
Tell her you're sorry. Say, I'm sorry. Read my lips. I'm sorry.
No, don't do that, Ryan. You should take it further.
No, don't.
Further. Okay. Make this worse.
Listening.
Who's your friend here? All right. Who's your friend? He's trying to get deeper into the pumpkin spice.
I'm trying to
world.
Get ratings.
Yeah. You know what? I listen to both sides here, so I need to hear Ethan out. How do I take this further?
Don't.
I'm trying to think of a good way we could do this.
Oh, wait a minute.
You could hide her soap.
Just tell your wife Dan had nothing to do with this.
This is all Dan's
idea.
I'm
not getting sideways with Mrs. Recker. I'm not. So
you know,
Dan said,
"Come after you." You're
to
right.
Say I'm sorry. Dan said, "Just to embrace the pumpkin spice at the kitchen sink, and it won't escalate. You're going to escalate this thing to the point where she's going to have it in your pillow at night. She's going to put some kind of a air freshener in your pillow.
You need like piles of sawdust you could put around."
Great idea.
Something that smells
I do
good.
Have. I did one thing. So I went on Amazon and I ordered a bunch of regular hand soap in hopes to saturate the regular to try to normalize things again. I'm hoping that is looked at as a truth. What do you think?
What you did what now? You went online and bought what?
Regular hand soap.
Oh, regular soap. Just regular?
So, yep, okay. I would say I'm going to make it as bland as possible. I think that is the white flag. I give up. But please don't make me keep using.
Well, and here's a question. Is that the only sink in your house? Probably not, right?
No.
Wash
like,
your hands in another sink.
That's true.
Where there's a different soap. Of course,
she's going to do that.
By the time you get back to upstairs into your house, you're going to have like every sink's going to have pumpkin spice at it.
Yeah, but think of it this way. Like, for example, in the morning, I make a little bagel sandwich. And if you crack an egg and you get a little egg on your hand, you don't want to walk to the bathroom to wash your hands. You just want to use the sink right there to clean it up.
That's true. Yeah.
So this walking around the house and while you're cooking other things, it's not practical.
You're going to have a candle burning later today with pumpkin spice.
Oh, the candle. Don't tell her. Don't you dare give her that.
That's right. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Don't you dare.
Just go find some lemon soap and put lemon soap in the kitchen, and then there you go. You're good.
Love it. Honey, we're leaving the windows open today. You got to air this house out. Get rid of this pumpkin flavoring.
But at least the muffins did have to smell better than the soap. Right?
Kids love the muffins. She loved the muffins. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.